This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guaranteed, the good day way to start the day will make it a better day if you're starting your day. Thank you. If you aren't starting your day and you're still hanging around, good for you. Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. And Ken Kessler, Mr. McFadden, is gone.
And oh, wait. Forgotten. But we have a replacement.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Say hello to the new co-host.
Hi, Siri.
Hello.
He's shy.
I'm looking at the leaves as they turn here.
Aww, I'm
yesterday,
so jealous.
I took a plane ride. I piloted a plane.
How was it? You did your lesson yesterday.
2 hours. I flew over the farms, looked down, and it was, at first, I don't know if panic is the right word.
I would.
But
I'd poop on myself.
I'm holding on to this stick. The kid is the flying instructor, and I'm with him. He's 26 years old. Been flying since he was 16. And he's very confident, very easy, loves this plane. But I never felt what it was like to actually have the controls of a plane. But the glass is a big bubble over the cockpit, so you can see everything. And I'm banking at 35 degrees and looking down over the side and holding onto the stick. And then he said, well, here's how it works. He said, just let go. I let go. He let go. And the plane sort of started to crawl up a little bit. There was a little turbulence at lower altitude, so we went up to 4,500 feet and flew above the clouds, and it was so smooth, and you could learn how to do the trim and learn how, you know, it really is, once you understand the principles of it. Well, I don't know if, I'm not sure I loved it, because when I came back down, it took me 3 or 4 hours. It actually took me to about last night to calm down, whatever it was. I haven't sweat that much for a
it's
long
anxiety.
Time.
Anxiety, I'm sure, yeah.
But yet, there's the wonderful feeling. I'm thinking these guys who are pilots of these big commercial airliners and what they must feel. I mean, it becomes old hat if you do it every day. But it just felt like something that was not like of this world, even. It was just superb.
So will you do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do it again, one way or the other. All right, so let's see.
And you made it home safe.
Oh, it was great. I told you, when I got home, I went out and chopped corn and did my usual thing, tripping around in the field. It's wonderful. I had my wits about me and my body about me.
That's right.
Yes. All right, so Halloween will be in the news. We get closer and closer and closer to the end of the month. Halloween parades. You having a Halloween parade in Los Angeles?
I'm having a Halloween party that I invited you to. That's
you invited me to your Halloween party?
Yes, I sent you an invite.
Do I have to dress up?
Of course you do.
What would I dress up? What do you think would be a good
costume? Well, you have that wig, don't you? Don't you have that terrible
wig
that you
bought
to go to my mom's party?
Oh, yeah. That's right, too. I went to a Halloween party at Jennifer's mother's house a number of years ago, and your father and I went to the store.
It was her birthday. It was her 60th birthday that you came
to. Oh, is that
to.
What it was? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you had to dress up 60s style.
Right. So your father and I went to get hairdos.
Yeah, you got wigs. I think my dad had an afro, and you had some sort of weird, dark Justin Bieber wig.
Yeah, mine was infested with something, I think. I aged for weeks after that.
Yes, but no, I invited you to my Halloween party.
Is there a picture of that somewhere around? You could bribe me, probably.
It's hysterical. No, me dressed as a flower child, and then with my dad with his afro and you with your wig. Yeah, I'll dig it out.
Yeah.
Be perfect. We can recirculate.
Right. So the Halloween poll today at DougSteffen.com. We're 2 weeks from Halloween. Are you planning to dress up? Now, another thing that is part and parcel of conversation today that is not about Ebola, and it's not about what's going on in the Middle East, because there's nothing really new. Ebola is still a big problem. Middle East is still a big problem. That hasn't changed, folks, since yesterday. So I can underscore all of this stuff that everybody else is talking about, but what does it get us? Where are we? The day people are theorizing. Now, I'm no economist. But the markets, I'm not, no. But I actually, I have common sense when it comes to things. I've learned the hard way also in buying and selling on the stock market. And I know that as a small investor, you get it in the neck frequently. And so as small investors fled the stock market yesterday, a lot of people put a lot of money into bonds. The global economic slowdown is intensifying because there is no leadership. This is the story about Ebola that is important today. There is no leadership. So the Ebola situation is getting out of hand, or at least if you read the newspaper, watch television, listen to the radio news, it's out of control. I don't know that.
Well, you know how you can tell that is that President Obama, instead of fundraising yesterday, took the day off, which never happens, so that he can focus on Ebola.
Really? Took the day off from golf?
No, he took it from fundraising. He's supposed to go to New York for a fundraiser and took it off so he could focus on Ebola because he's 3 weeks away from an election. That shows you there was no leadership on it.
Right. So I asked the question earlier on whether your decisions at the voting booth when you go or if you've already gone, well, have anything to do with leadership, the party that's leading, both of them are not leading, neither of them.
Nobody trusts anybody anymore.
Right. So well, then where do we go? Where do we find solutions? And that's the question that everybody is asking. I think that's the important question here. And so there.
You know, and the sad thing is, Dougie, is that there are people out there who would be great candidates who just simply can't afford to run.
Right.
And make her big. You know, we have an example in California. There, Neil Kashkari is running against Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's invested half, 50% of his worth. He's worth $4 million. He spent $2 million of his own dollars on this campaign, and he's gonna. I mean, I predict him maybe get 30% of the vote if he's lucky.
Yeah.
You know, because you have these career politicians, everybody knows their name. How do you ever run against that unless you have a ton of cash?
Mm-hmm. You don't, and that's we've ruined the system. Kenny, you started to say something.
Oh, I was just saying you can't.
Yeah,
you can't. Regular people can't. It's regular people can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy might be great. You know, this Neil Kashkari is very. He's a good candidate for California because he's socially very liberal. He's for gay marriage. He's for abortion, but he's fiscally conservative. So he's actually someone that might work in California as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just no way. I mean, there's no way that you could unseat someone like Jerry Brown, and that's too bad. That's when we need to talk about election reform and perhaps giving people a set amount of money to run on as part of just what they get for becoming a candidate.
If you are not busy tonight and you're not interested in politics, you might want to go to a lecture on Islamophobia called The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims are coming.
Where, pray tell, is this lecture being held?
This is at the Mid-Manhattan Library in New York City. Arun Kundanari is the lecturer, and the focus is The Problem in America of Islamophobia. Subtitled, The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Here! What's the problem? Not a problem with Muslims. Problem with the fringe elements. I thought it was interesting. I had mentioned earlier that I watched the highly touted HBO encounter between Ben Affleck and Bill Maher on his program last week, which is syndicated on HBO, and then they play it over and over and over and over and over again on the various HBO channels. It's usually done, I think, live Friday night. So, anyway, the discussion about Muslims, what the problem is with them, how to handle them, got out of control, kind of. It wasn't handled well because Maher didn't read Ben Affleck's body language particularly well. And there was another guy who written named Sam Harris. I don't know that much about him. Do you know anything about him?
Not much, no.
A writer and complainer, pretty much the same as Maher.
Complainer.
Gotten as much,
That's why he's on that show.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's all complaining all the time.
You know, I have to give props to Ben Affleck, though, for a couple of things.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I didn't agree with what he said. I didn't agree with... On a very basic level, I agreed with what he said, but I don't think it was based in reality. I don't think it was... I don't know. But I will say is that I give him credit for being such a well-thought-out... He provides a good argument. He's well-thought-out. He's well-read. And you don't find that a lot in the celebrity world. I mean, how long is it going to take him to run for office?
Ben Affleck wants to run for senator in Massachusetts.
Oh, he's going to, and he'll win. Absolutely.
Yeah, easily. But he was his language is a little salty, but that's what Mara's all about. You know, there's nothing.
Right. Oh, yeah. Back yeah.
Yeah, it's HBO.
HBO. So let's have it. All right. The other thing having to do with Halloween, if I can go backwards just for a moment, we have a story at DougStefan.com today about clowns.
Oh, scary.
Well, that's the thing. Yesterday we had something. All of a sudden, there are all these scary clowns. Kenny, what the heck's going on?
I don't think it's anything recent. I think it's getting into the news media more. But I think there have been people who've been afraid of clowns for a long time. And they've popped up in horror movies and scary stories. Stephen King had one like 30 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but now we seem to be paying more attention to it for whatever the reason is you have suggested. We have a story today at DougStefan.com about some of the real clowns. The essence of the story is looking at clowns yesterday and looking at clowns today. Clowns are more often associated with fear than good times. When I was a kid, Clarabel was fun. Now, clowns, and this is because of the movies, I think, much of anything else, right?
Well, this latest thing is because of the new season of American Horror Story, which mm-hmm. has a very sinister and bad clown on it. And
well, and don't forget, did you guys hear about the clowns in Northern California that are actually committing crimes?
Yes. Yeah. We talked about that the other day.
So, yeah. You know, there's that, too. The criminal clowns aren't any fun.
Who's afraid of the big bad clown, the big bad clown, the big bad clown? Are you afraid of clowns is the question, the poll question today at DougStefan.com. A, yes, I can't stand them. B, sometimes they give me the creeps. C, depends on the clown. D, not at all. I love clowns. Clowns were supposed to be, I thought originally, were supposed to be fun. Thus, I make the reference back again to Clarabel, about whom we were talking the other day. So I guess now, can we tell the time, Clarabel? What time is it?
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business card? Got it. Customized mugs? In the bag. Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is...
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Excitement. All the leaves were growing with each second, Jennifer.
No, I know. Everybody likes a duck.
Right. Quack, quack. How in the world did I keep my seat? Doesn't sound like Rick D, does it? But it is. 1976. This date, number one. Disco. Disco. All right. Sound this out. On the dance floor, acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to clutch. Look at me, I'm the disco nut. Disco. This is the height of the disco craze, and there are all kinds of stupid things going on in music. This is one of them. Rick Dees, who's a good guy, actually. I like him a lot. Jennifer likes him. He's a good disc jockey. Tried to design the late night TV show. And as a singer, this was it for him. But he's tried pretty much everything in entertainment. Rick Dees and his cast of idiots, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with the immortal Disco Dot. He was in Memphis at the time. He went to L.A., I think, shortly after this. Didn't he, Jen?
I think so.
But he's from Memphis originally.
I used to listen to him every single day on my way to school.
Yep. Yeah, he's the kind of a guy. He ought to be on the radio every day, and he's not. He does the weekend shows, but he needs to be on every day. 1976. Good morning. All right, so we've spared no expense. I actually have found the original Disco Duck, and he's joining us right now on the Good Day program. Mr. Duck, or shall I call you Disco?
I'm sorry, what? Mr. Duck, what was that?
Did you get any of that?
I think we can call him whatever we want, maybe. Is that right? Right. Is that right, Disco?
How about we English call you, only.
English, yeah, this is English only, Bernie. How about we call you Double D?
That's what I call myself. This is going really well.
Who came up with this brilliant idea?
I don't know.
All right. So,
so Disco, what do you wear on, like, you know, what do you wear? Do you go to work now? Like, what are you doing with your career?
I was fired.
You were fired? See, I was thinking that you worked at a drive-thru because I swear when I went through McDonald's, I talked to you yesterday. Sounded just like that.
Only in Spanish. Okay.
Hey, careful. I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Yeah. No, I would hope not. All right. So, Mr. Duck, do you have any words of advice for the people listening to you this morning? What's that?
Drink milk?
Ah, yeah. Good man. That's it. Okay.
Do you like foie gras, Disco?
Foie gras.
Do you like foie gras? It's duck liver.
Okay. Disco, thanks for joining us. Nice to know you're doing okay. Oh, boy.
Let's have a moment of silence for our radio careers.
All right, so should we spend a minute with our video of the day? How much time we got here, Michael?
Not enough.
Clearly not enough.
Kenny, this is a this singer Jonathan Mann. A lot of new tube.
I'm sorry, the new tube.
YouTube. Left of the duck. What can I say? Whack. Okay, never mind. You can check out the video of the day later. We have to pause now and get our breath. It's 20 and after on Good Day. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GC.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case, normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Joy Brown will join us in a few minutes. I want to talk about Dale Carnegie instruction or instructions that are like that. Do they actually help people become better people? Are you a good person? I think you probably think you are. I hope you think you're a good person because I think you are as well. I would like to think that you are. I know Ken Kessler is a good person. I know Jennifer Horn is a good person. And I know I'm a good person. I know Richie's a good person. I know most people feel like they're good people. Don't get me
wrong. Notice you didn't mention birthday boy Michael 40.
Oh, I'm sorry. Michael is a very good person. Right.
He's all right.
Here's a person who's a good person who has had a miserable life. David McCallum is his name. David McCallum was convicted of a murder 30 years ago that put him behind bars for the rest of his life. Yesterday, he was exonerated. I am so sick of reading these stories, not because I'm tired of hearing the stories. I'm sick of this system that puts people like this, mostly black, most of the people that are acquitted of these crimes are black.
And right, you look. Jesse, so what do you think the reasoning behind it is?
What did you just say?
I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
That wasn't amusing. No, it wasn't. It wasn't funny. It was not.
You know what? It was funny to me.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not funny.
It was funny to me. How do you know? It was funny.
It wasn't
to me.
Funny. You know, those people spend their lives with trivialities. This is not a triviality.
It's
this
also
is a man's
they
life.
They can't afford. Yes, yeah. And they can't afford to.
I don't even know that it's that. I'm not even sure that that's true, Jennifer. I think that in this circumstance and so many others, just because they're black and they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, there is this prejudice. It makes it easy. And this is why there are so many problems. This is Ferguson. This is St. Louis. This is the Watts riots. This is problems that big cities and small communities have because black people are fed up, and they well ought to be. There are plenty of black people who take advantage of the system in terms of welfare, plenty of white people. There are plenty of people. But oftentimes what we think of illegitimate receivers of recipients of welfare, we think of black people. We think of lazy. That's what comes into people's minds, that vision of somebody who knows the system.
That's not
doesn't
what comes into my mind.
Look
at your president of the United States. There is a lot of opportunity in the past.
I don't even want to get off. We're digressing. Now let's go back to the system itself.
It's a societal thing.
Well, there is a prejudice. And I'll go one step with you. The kinds of things, I'm no fan of Obama, didn't vote for him. His legacy is horrible. He came from nowhere. He didn't have a good education, really. He didn't accomplish anything when he was a community organizer. He was a horrible senator, and he's been an awful president. But how did he get there? Did he get there because he was black? Yep, you can make that argument. He did get there because he's black. Now, fast forward or fast backward, that's the opportunity cycle that a lot of people feel we're guilted into voting for guys like that because of things that happened to people like David McCallum and his co-defendant, Willie Stuckey, who died in prison about 10 years ago. So he's not going to be freed for something he didn't commit, he didn't do. So think about this. I don't know what it is. These were teenage kids, and the district attorney sort of coerced them into confessing. They were not educated. They dropped out of school. So they were convinced that life in prison would be better for them than life on the street. So they copped a kidnapping and killing this stranger. And now, after review by the current DA, wrongful conviction. And interestingly enough, it came out of a campaign issue. The people running against one another were talking about how bad the conviction rate was, or at least how horrible some of the cases were against some people. And this McCallum Stuckey case came up. So they investigated it and found out that they really didn't have the proof to put these guys behind bars at all. So this guy McCallum is free in his 40s, so maybe he can make something of his life. The other guy's dead. And it just shows how wrong the system is. It was wrong to vote for Obama because he was black, and it's wrong to put these people in jail because they're black, but that's what's happened. And that is part of what we all need to look at ourselves. We look in the mirror every day. This is what I say. This is not up to me to tell you what to do, but I certainly think about it when I look at these disgusting examples of police abuse, of the law, the system abusing these people's lives. It's not perfect.
Well, that prosecutor should be put in jail.
Absolutely. They're the people that should be in jail. They knew.
Right. I mean, if they're coercing people, whether it's because he's young or because he's black or whatever reason, but to get a conviction, that to me, that's wrong. That guy should go to jail now. He took away this guy's life. He took away 20 years of this guy's life, 30 years.
I think that's a good ending to a bad story. Is that a good way of putting it, in essence? I mean, there's not, what else do you do except get annoyed at the system? And people say, well, all right, well, then what do you do about it? I don't know. But there's so much prejudice in this country. Some of it is applicable and justified, frankly, and some of it is not. And I don't know how, sometimes I'm not the genius, so I have a fairly good brain, but I don't know how to solve. This is a crime-solving problem that I don't know how to solve. It baffles me how it is that I'm going to go down the street. I don't want to go down. So I've said my piece. 888-302-3684. On a lighter note, the the video of the day at DougSteffen.com today. Michael, let's charge up the battery there in the studio that controls these things. The video of the day, which you can listen to, but more importantly, watch. It's a new song on YouTube from Jonathan Mann. This was written completely by the autocomplete feature of his smartphone. How does that work, Kenny?
What when you world? Start to when you start to text on your phone, it starts to kind of guess what the word is that you're going to use.
Really?
And sometimes it gets in the way because it spits out a word that you weren't going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And
kinda like
what
Siri does.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And what this guy did is just open up a thing on his phone to, as if he were sending a text, and it starts to spit out the words. So he just made a song out of all the random words that it suggested.
All right, here's what it sounds
like. And there's another one coming.
In fact,
I can get it right away with the best of the year and the best of the year. And the other hand is the only thing that would have to go back. And the other hand is the only thing that would have to go back. And the best way of saying, and the best thing about it, it was not the only word in my life and death in the morning to all the way that you want.
I don't get this at all. What am I missing here?
This
is supposed to be cute. I gotta watch it though, right?
Well, yeah, but it's all just the random words if you
write
in text.
Yeah.
And it can get so annoying that this guy thought it would be fun to just make a song out of it. And it's a catchy tune.
He was right about one thing. It is annoying. I find it that way. All right, so, but listen, I have a corner on all of this stuff. Some people find it interesting. Kenny thought you would enjoy it, so therefore it's posted as the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Up next, Dr. Joy Brown. What do those Dale Carnegie courses offer for you? What do they hold for you? Let's find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for
for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your local Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and expert guidance in good times and bad. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Dr. Joy Brown is with us at 14 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. She is an extraordinary therapist, helps hundreds of people every week, thousands of people every year with her radio program that you may access by going to drjoy.com. Find out where she's on a radio station near you. You can call her anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-99-DR-JOY. Leave a question, a problem, things that may be bugging you that you would like her to address. And she's good at that, and she will, happily. How many people do you come across who swear by the improvement courses like Dale Carnegie? Have you ever had a Dale Carnegie course?
I haven't. I actually have a good friend who feels it changed his life.
How so?
I think he... it's a good question. He was in radio and ended up going into management and television at ABC.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's an only child. I think he was never very shy per se, but he just really felt that it was one of the best investments of his whole life. He'd already been through school. He had a master's degree. But he really felt it was life-changing.
So Dale Carnegie changed his life. Are there other programs like that? And when you run across somebody who has a problem dealing with people, do you suggest to them that they go take courses like this?
You know, I actually have in the last... I don't do it very often because it's not quite... It's not often the problem that comes up. But I've also suggested Toastmasters. Because did you know the number one fear of both men and women is public speaking?
Yes, I did know that. Yep.
So, see, there you do that. And I think both of those programs sort of address it. Mm-hmm. I also suggest taking an adult education course in, like, debating.
Well, there's another way of addressing it. Avoid it. A lot of people who don't want to do public speaking just don't.
Well, but public speaking is kind of a generic term. If you have to get up in front of your boss to make a presentation, that could be viewed as public speaking. If you have to get up and give a toast at your daughter's wedding, that can be viewed as public speaking. So, and the whole point of avoiding problems in your life can be not necessarily a very happy philosophy, because the things that you avoid, you tend to keep in the forefront of your brain, unfortunately, because they're fear-related. And so I think that rather than avoiding them, we just learn how to deal with them better.
All right, so how is this for a synopsis of the problem that's addressed by Dale Carnegie-type courses? Is it because people are not happy with themselves, or they don't really even know themselves? Do you think that most people actually really know who they are? Authentic in being in touch with oneself?
Well, those are two separate questions, I think. The first is, do I think most people know themselves? And I think it really depends on the person. To a certain extent, I think women are taught to be aware of their emotional landscape much more than men. I think for men, it's shut up and just do it. You know, it doesn't make any difference what you're feeling, just do it. Which is why
men die younger than women do.
Yeah, although the gap is actually closed to a very large extent. But I think you're right, that not being aware of how you feel is a problem, because our feelings do not ask our permission. They just exist.
Well, men don't think they have permission to express themselves in that way, emotionally.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. The idea is that emotions are just excuses, and we don't make excuses. We just put on our big white pants and we just do it. But the problem is to not know. It's kind of like what you were saying a moment ago, of just avoiding it. If our feelings we know are real, they happen without our permission, and to avoid them, which is really what you're talking talking about is dangerous because they don't go away. They're just unexamined, which means that they can do much more damage than if we actually looked at them and say, all right, how do I feel? What can I do about that? Are there ways of feeling better about that? So avoiding a problem is not what I suggest. In terms of why people take Dale Carnegie courses, I think that there are probably as many reasons as there are people, but having one area of your life that doesn't work very well, of having to feel that you're going to get up and say something in front of other people, which I suppose if we look at it is certainly an insecurity. There's a woman that I met once who wrote a terrible book with a great title. She probably shouldn't say that. A mediocre book with a terrible, with a great title. It's called The Imposter Phenomenon. And I think that resonates with everybody, that to a certain extent, no matter who you are, you feel that sooner or later you're going to be found out, whether it's that your left leg is longer than your right, or that you're not as smart as you thought, or that you swear, or all the kinds of things. So go Dale Carnegie.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm really eager to have people feel like they're improving themselves listening.
Amen.
So here's an idea. Dr. Joy Brown here is our good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your money pit, our money pit. We all have money pits. We all have arm pits. Not sure which is the bigger problem. Money pits can smell pretty much the same as your armpit. Sometimes worse.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure too many people have started the program with you on it with that introduction, but at any rate, that's what I was thinking. Tom Kreidler is here. The second half or other half, it's Tamelia Kreidler. Never mind. Leslie Segretti is the co-host. Money Pit Radio show is on every weekend around the country. Great radio stations carry it. It's chock-a-block full of information. You have a messy house, a stress-filled problem, fixing leaks in the roof, getting ready for the winter, all that good stuff or bad stuff, depending on how you interpret it. There are a lot of questions that come from our listeners. We're going to get some answers from Dr. K in just a second here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while tablets can do just about anything you ask them to do, few accessories push the limits as far as they can. A new transparent film designed by Microsoft called FlexSense looks to change all that. The film has thin sensors printed on its surface, and it's designed to lay over tablets and e-readers to offer a new form of interaction. When you move, bend, or deform the film, your device detects and translates those changes without needing any extra hardware, like cameras or external trackers. The researchers that developed FlexSense thinks that it'll be used to add new methods of interaction to existing apps instead of requiring a new suite of programs. For example, say you're editing a photo on your tablet. Peeling back the film could roll back the edits you've made, revealing the original image. For e-readers, peeling the film could be like flipping backward and forward in a book or magazine. There's no word on how long it'll be till we see FlexSense available to the public, but its possibilities are very exciting. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stevens, good day with Doug.
But tomorrow, both Richie and I may be gone.
Rich McFadden, where are you going?
I'm taking my first flying lesson at noon today.
Tune in tomorrow to see whether Doug made it back on his first flying lesson.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Doug Stevens, good day. Making your morning complete. Minus, of course, the gorilla.
All right, let's get Tom's answer to some of the questions from some of you who have written in. Here's a lady named Samantha who says her house is a couple of years old, basement covered with a foil-type insulation. After a heavy rain, she noticed what appeared to be sweat or wet on the lower part of the wall. How could that be? She got a crack in the basement? Is that it already? Could that
well,
be?
Well, anytime you have... Well, sure. I mean, most foundations have some number of cracks in them. Hairline cracks are pretty common and nothing to really worry about. But whenever you get water that follows a heavy rainstorm like that, it's always attributable to problems with drainage at the foundation perimeter. So we're talking about simple stuff here, Doug, like cleaning your gutter, something you have to do regularly this fall, if not throughout the year, extending those downspouts well away from the foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, instead of typically it goes out 12 inches to 18 inches, I'm talking about 3 feet, 4 feet away. And then, of course, the last thing is make sure the grading slopes away. You know, sometimes folks do landscaping where they put like a brick edge or something like that around the house, and that retains water. You need to have that soil slope away from the walls. If you keep that first 4 to 6 feet around your house draining properly, you won't have wet basement problems.
One of the things people don't understand either, and they may not ought to, the idea, the concept of building on original ground versus filled ground. I have
that's right.
Built on original ground and we filled in around it. If you don't build on original ground, you're asking not only for problems, in the foundation,
but look at
the house settles and the ceilings crack. There are all kinds of things that can go on.
Well, remember, no matter whether you start with original ground or not, when you excavate for a basement, that first few feet around the house, it has to be excavated so you can build the walls, right? So that the soil that's put back there settles more so than the remaining soil on your lot. So that's why it has to be replenished from time to time because it's fill dirt.
I did not do that. I stripped the loam off. I built the house on original ground on the surface and then filled around. Because we
went up from there.
Went up from there. So when you came down my driveway, at the point where it straightened out, I used to go down another 4 feet. Filled in all of the stuff that came from an excavation next door when I was building my house. Yes. All right, quick question from a guy named Tyler. My dryer vent is on the opposite side of the room from the wall outlet. Vent hose kinks. Would it be okay to run PVC?
No, definitely not. You don't want to vent your dryer with PVC. It will melt.
Yeah.
So just use metal ducting. And the fewer bends you can put in that, the better. Because every time you bend the duct, it's equivalent to 20 feet of straight duct in terms of resistance.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. All right. Quack, quack. Tom Kreidler. TheMoneyPit.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. The segment is produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Oh.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.